My name is Beth Yarelli, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This visit was completed on October 4th, 2022 for patient Iris Pena, I-R-I-S-P-E-N-A. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes of over 20 years, as well as the aging process period. It is also associated with loss of renal mass secondary to nephrectomy, due to renal cell carcinoma, period. The kidney functions have remained relatively stable with a BUN of 7 from 19, creatinine of 1.5 from 1.3, and a GFR of 43 from 42. There is no urinalysis available or spot urine protein or spot urine creatinine to calculate for proteinuria or for sediments in the or for activity in the urinary sediments, period. The patient is euvolemic and has gained 1 pound since the last visit, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. She is currently taking Farxiga 10 milligrams daily, period. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Her total cholesterol is 304 from 328, HDL 40 from 36, triglycerides 823 from 1076. And due to the elevated triglycerides, we did not receive any calculation of the LDL, period. The patient is currently taking omega 3 for the elevated lipids. She states she was taking a statin in the past but discontinued it for unknown reason, period. We discussed the importance of getting the cholesterol under control, and we recommended starting Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A, 1 gram daily to help decrease the triglycerides. However, the patient appears very reluctant to do so, period. We discussed the risks involved with continuous elevation of her triglycerides and lipid panel. And she verbalizes understanding. Here, the patient also has a problem, a history of thyroid issues, and a part of the differential may include uncontrolled triglycerides related to possible thyroid abnormality, period. She follows up with Dr. Falls, an endocrinologist in Winter Haven, and has an upcoming appointment in December, period. The patient states she follows a low-fat and low-cholesterol diet and avoids fried foods, period. We will reevaluate the labs at the next visit. If the patient tries the Vascepa and tolerates it, we will send a prescription to the pharmacy at the next visit, period. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus with an A1C of 7.7% from 7.9%. She follows with Hannah Campbell for management. Period number, the next line, arterial hypertension with a blood pressure of 150 over 88. Period. The patient states she does not check her blood pressure at home. We recommended that she monitors and records her blood pressure on paper at least once every day so we could monitor the trends. Period. We also explained the importance of having a controlled blood pressure to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys. Next line, single kidney related to left renal cell carcinoma, status post nephrectomy. Next line. Hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10.2 from 9.4. We will order ionized calcium level as well as mineral bone disease labs to rule out primary hyperparathyroidism. Period. We will follow up in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.